NPR.
Hey everyone, this is the Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia. I'm here with Stacey Vanek Smith.
Hello.
Stacey.
Yes.
Today's show is going to either be named Fun Facts Friday.
Okay.
Which has an alliterative
quality. That sounds delightful.
Yes. Or
I love a fun fact.
Or it's going to be called Stacey's Not Impressed. Listeners, do tell
me
us.
To be like over it.
It depends on your reaction to the three facts I'm going to throw at you.
Okay, okay.
Okay. So I'm thinking of doing this recurring segment where I just throw some awesome facts at you.
Okay.
And then you either confirm or deny.
They're awesome.
Super fascinating. And today's three facts are all about things getting better.
I like a silver lining very much.
Good.
It's good for a Friday, too.
All right. And we're going to share those right after the break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from MailChimp. So, you're ready to make that side hustle your main hustle. Now what? Start with the all-in-one marketing platform from MailChimp. That's what. It has all the tools you need to give your new business the strongest start with the right marketing at MailChimp.com. Support also comes from National Car Rental, who wants you to know that with a membership in our complimentary Emerald Club, you can skip the counter and choose any car in the aisle at participating national locations. You can even select an upgrade without paying extra. Learn more at nationalcar.com/NPR.
Stacey, are you ready for fact number one?
Yes.
Okay. We got this from the economist Jed Kolko of Indeed. And here's what he did. He built this model that tried to figure out the growth in earnings for people who likely voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and then compared them to the earnings growth of people who likely voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
Okay.
So he used a bunch of like demographic combinations like racial and ethnic background, where you live, all that stuff to determine the likely voter behavior.
Was this like salary wise or investments in everything?
Just how much you get paid for your job on a weekly basis.
Okay. Paycheck.
Exactly. Here is fact number one. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. People who likely voted for Donald Trump in 2016, in the past year, their weekly earnings have grown by about 2.9%. Okay?
Okay.
People who likely voted for Hillary Clinton, you know how much their earnings have gone up in the past year?
No.
5.9%. Twice as fast.
That's interesting. Why?
Yeah. So this is all a bit speculative, but I had a little tweet discussion with Jed. There's a few possibilities. One is that manufacturing has really suffered this year, right? The regions that have a lot of manufacturing activity, so that not just people who work in manufacturing, but also people who work in industries in those places that have a lot of manufacturing activity might also have suffered. That's a possibility. And the sort of difference between goods-making sectors and services sectors might also account for some of the distinction.
Right. Goods-making sectors could have been hit by the trade war.
That's exactly right. Sort of the irony of this is that the trade war might be one of the things that's keeping down the earnings growth of people who likely voted for Donald Trump.
I think that's really interesting.
Yes. Off to a great start.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm super interested.
Okay. Number two is one of both of our favorite indicators.
Okay.
Right? It's the prime age employment to population ratio.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Take all the people in their prime working ages. So that's between the ages of 25 and 54, right? So people in that age group, how many of those people have a job? That's the prime age employment to population ratio. The fact is this. Last month, it's at 80.3%, and that is the first month in which this ratio has gotten back to where it was before the recession started than a decade ago. The recovery in that ratio has only just now arrived.
Wow. That's like a slow, that's a slow recovery.
It's bad. It's a really slow recovery, you know, and I think it goes
why
to
why.
Why
did it take so long? Because, like, it feels like the economy's been doing well for a long time.
Yeah, for a few years at least. But I think this just has to do with how awful and severe that recession was. You know, like the economy was in such a horrible place. I mean, you and I remember this, but like, I don't know, younger people, people in like their 20s or whatever, like they might not know just how awful it was, but it was terrible.
It was scary.
It's
it was scary and awful. Yeah,
exactly. A bit of a sub-fact here, by the way. I came across this in a Bloomberg article by the writer Justin Fox. In recent years, there's been a lot of progress in that exact ratio for women all across that age spectrum. So from 25 to 54, women have been getting jobs, right?
Okay.
At a pretty fast pace. In fact, for them—
The ladies.
Yeah. And for them, that employment to population ratio for the prime ages is higher than it was before the recession started, right?
Oh.
For men, they are still a little bit below their peak from before the recession started. Yeah.
Well, women tend to be a little cheaper to hire because they get paid less. So it could be that, you know, companies are getting some deals.
And in overall terms, there's still a gap between men and women. A higher share of men still have those jobs than women.
Yes, yes. You
know? So, but I just thought I'd note that that's kind of an interesting little subplot.
That is interesting.
Story, right? Two out of two.
I'm impressed.
This last one's a little bit tough, I got to tell you.
Okay. Right?
This might be the thing that sinks it for
me.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, the yield curve uninverted. It's back to a normal-looking yield curve.
But wait.
Okay.
So that would seem to be good news because an inverted yield curve has been linked to moments of recession.
Yes.
Right? Like, it has a very, very good track record of this, right?
Exactly right. So listeners to our earlier episodes will know that for the last six decades, okay, seven out of the seven past recessions were preceded by an inverted yield curve. An inverted yield curve means that short-term interest rates on government bonds are higher than long-term interest rates on government bonds. And typically it means that economic growth is going to slow and tip into recession, okay? Here's the interesting thing. The yield curve is now uninverted, which does mean that the outlook is better for the economy now.
But didn't you tell me the other day that before recession start, the yield curve does uninvert?
Yes, I did.
And then the recession comes?
Yes.
So this is not good news.
Well, it might be, though.
No.
Here's the thing. So for the last three recessions, it is true that the yield curve uninverted before the recession started anyways. But think about it this way. When the yield curve uninverts, it does mean that the outlook has gotten better, in part because policymakers have taken steps to alleviate the damage from the oncoming recession. And so the way to think about this is policymakers will respond sometimes to the inverted yield curve, and they'll try to do things to stimulate the economy, but sometimes the things they do arrive too late, and so you get the recession anyways. The Federal Reserve has been lowering interest rates this year, and so the question is, did they get there in time? Have they acted to stimulate the economy fast enough to avoid the recession that might have arrived in the absence of
their
action?
Did they feel the cold coming on, took a ton of echinacea and vitamin C, and got a good night's sleep, and then they're fine?
That's the question, really, right? And we don't know. We won't find out until, you know, another year or so
what
has
do you
passed,
think?
Right? I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I am actually increasingly optimistic.
Really?
That this might be the time that finally the yield curve stops acting as a recession predictor.
Why? What makes you think that?
In part because there was a lot less dismissiveness about the yield curve this time. I think there's a chance that the Federal Reserve now recognizes that the economy was in a dangerous place. It has acted to stimulate the economy, and it might just be enough to get us through this time. I'm hopeful.
So it's like the little canary in a coal mine, and like the powers that be paid attention, and maybe it saved us from a recession.
I mean, we're hoping that's the case, right?
Yeah, of course. Awesome. Of course.
Yeah. So what do you think? Fun fact Friday or Stacey's not impressed?
Well, the last fact, I don't know if that could qualify as this fun.
All right. I think we're going to have to make this a thing.
No, I really like it because all I have to do is gauge my level of being impressed, which is,
exactly,
you know, as a New Yorker, something that I like to do anyway.
Today's episode of The Indicator was produced by Jared Marcel. Our fact checker is Nadia Lewis. Our editor is Patty Hirsch. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.